Hey, what's up? You're listening to another episode of Pound Bag Radio, the radio show for people who want to learn shit but not reading stuff, recording from the greater Pacific Northwest area. We're expanding the region because we somehow got ranked in the top 40 of Seattle's best podcasts. We've relaunched less than 1 month and we're already getting a good amount of downloads and plays per episode. That we're getting ranked on the website we're being hosted by. So that's pretty cool. So thank you for tuning in. We are the relaunch of the radio show called Dirtbag Radio. We are now in a legal cannabis state working in the industry. The premise of the show is to try to basically smoke one strain of cannabis or do one strain of cannabis to get its full effects, not tainted. We're not going to be doing different stuff. It's just one strain for the day. Like today, I just woke up. I haven't smoked anything today. So and we're going to talk to you for like about an hour just to document the effects. You know, this is a scientific study. You're participating by being a witness into this. I wouldn't say disaster, but I guess just a study. You know, someone has to sit here and smoke these and be like, OK, this is what this one feels like. And I know that because we documented it, you know, as opposed to taking people's words for it. That way, if I'm saying something and you're like, yeah, that's not the way it's going, like you can make your own assumption or conclusion. What is it called in science? Whenever you hypothesis, you can make your own scientific conclusion at the end of this episode, Mr. Scientist. So today's episode is brought to you by The Strain. You know what? We're going to actually do something a little bit different today. We actually went out and bought, we've been getting our stuff sponsored by Funk Extracts, but they have so much variety. They got something called Live Rosin Batter. It's hash rosin. We got this strain called Banana Cream. It's banana OG and cookies and cream crossed together. It is extracted by Funk Extracts. The farm it came from, I think it's called Old Gold Farm. So this episode is brought to you by Banana Cream from Funk Extracts. Check them out at www.funkextracts.com. They are our sponsors for the episode. If you're listening and you are a cannabis company and you need your products reviewed, let us know. All right. So for the next couple episodes, we got a bunch of stuff from Funk Extracts. So we're going to be go down one by one for you guys and check those out. So make sure to subscribe to the show, the podcast feed. Check out, we have a merch store. All right. So we have like stuff for like Pound Bag Radio itself. We got clothing lines we're launching and stuff like that. So, you know, support the art if you guys can. There's a linktree.com/Amaya4000 on our social media or go to Amayan Productions. That is A-M-A-Y-A-N, Amayan, like Mexican, right? But Amayan Productions.threadless.com. We'll make sure to link that onto the episodes here. So make sure to look at the information for this podcast and follow the link. Support the show. All right. So now we're at the part of the show where I need to get fucked up. I'm completely sober. I'm not going to lie. I have been up all night doing homework. So now it's, 9:30 in the morning. I have a class at 3:00, so I could either sleep or record a podcast. So I was like, well, let's go get fucked up and then we'll come back and we'll continue with this podcast. Got lots of things to talk to you guys about. All right. All right. And we're back again. We're smoking here, the banana cream here from Funk Extracts and it feels pretty good. I'm pretty fucked up. I think, I'm noticing that, this is giving me more of a cognitive high, like it's mentally stimulating. Got caught in a conversation instead of just getting high and coming straight down. We decided to start, me and my partner, cause she helped me, test this out or whatnot. And it's our kid's birthday coming soon. And we're just like, what are we doing about our kid's birthday? And after like 15 minutes of talking back and forth, we realized that none of us knew what the fuck the other person was talking about. So, yeah, that's a pretty good indication of how impairing this, this strain is. Again, it's called Banana Cream. It's banana OG and cookies and cream crossed together. So yeah, I've noticed that we talk and I did notice that I was using kind of some big words too, like the sentences I was making. It sounded okay, and then all that effort to make sentences, and like my partner didn't even know what the fuck, was going on. So, I would probably say if you were gonna go out in public with this one, don't. I mean, you can, I guess, if you don't care, but if you're gonna like, go to a job interview, like, oh, I'm gonna smoke a little bit before this job interview, just to calm me down, I would not recommend that. This is more like a fun event, a concert, something where you not really have to be responsible, for sure. I need to get fucked up type of stream. I don't care how I function or whatever. I'm here to party. This is definitely it. So, the premise of the show again is that we take one strain and just kind of talk about it, kind of review it a little bit while trying to talk about some stories and stuff like that, just to later be able to come back and listen to the audio and then be able to dissect it a little bit more for science, I guess. But again, this is Pound Bag Radio. This is your host, Amai 4000. Dude, did I even say that in the beginning? Let me look at this. The script. I'm not even sure if I introduced myself. Dude, I don't think I introduced myself to right now. Holy shit. And I wasn't even high back then. I stick to the script. I'm like fucking, what's that dude? Ron Burgundy, whatever, or fucking Joe Biden, whatever you put on the script, I will repeat it. And I guess I did. And I don't see my name on there. So I'm like, huh, that means I did not say my name till right now. Shit. That's not good, bro. It's not good. All right. So I guess this banana cream's a little bit narrative too. Obviously, you can hear yourself, myself talking to myself here. So, hey, I don't know. Do you guys have like a alter ego that you guys like name or whatnot? I tend to do that. If you're like a following listener here, you guys know that. I have like my legal name that I use, and then Amaya 4000 is a fucked up person that comes out. So I've noticed sometimes that like they talk to each other. Some of these strains, like I'll talk to myself, like, "Hey, what are you doing? Get to back to work," or something like that. I'm like, okay, and it's just me by myself, and like I'm not on the radio like I am now. It's just me talking to myself. So, dude, the strains up here in Oregon are pretty kick ass. They're very specific. Very specific for the high. So, if you guys haven't came up here to the Pacific Northwest, I totally recommend you guys come up here, bring your money into our economy, please, because we are hurting. There's actually like an overabundance of weed right now. Like the industry in Oregon, it's kind of crazy. They just kind of like give licenses to a lot of people. There's a lot of weed being grown, and there's only like 4 million people here, the whole state, I think, So there's only so much weed I can smoke. Like, I have a lot of dabs, and I mean, I'm going through them as fast as I can, but like, they're producing them faster than I can smoke them. You know what I'm saying? So, there was one time where I was testing. There's such things, I guess. Some dispensaries, we get samples from different companies. You know what I'm saying? Somebody has to test them to be like, hey, this is a good product. We want this in our business. So someone has to like smoke this and then be like, this sucks. This is good. And one time I remember, I had so many samples to go through. I was tired of smoking. Like this radio show here, I was doing this before, like whether the podcast was going on or not. I'm just smoking one thing, trying to see what's going on. So just decided you guys should probably be part of this. This is science. This is historic here, what you guys are listening to. So yeah, it's not like the first time that I've been on air fucked up. I've done a couple of these rodeos. Actually, it's probably the other way around. I think it's rare when people have talked to me sober. I don't like talking to people sober. I think like the legal name dude over there. He's an introvert, and I'm Amaya 4000, your host, the fucked up dude. It's like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, but it's like German Amaya and Amaya 4000, basically. So, I am Amaya 4000. I'm your host. He does not come out until we do a bunch of dabs and stuff like that. Dabs being, it's like a concentrated form of weed. Think of it this way. You know, like cranberry juice, where it comes concentrated, okay? Remember the concentrated, like, block of ice, like orange juice or cranberry juice, you know what I'm saying? They do that with cannabis, and then that's what we're smoking. And it's, like, pretty intense. It's pretty immediate, and then we just come back here and try to go along with this radio show, which is sounds kind of crazy, but not as crazy as that one time I did mushrooms on when this radio show. Okay, so this is a relaunch, right, of this radio show called the Dirtbag Radio. It's Poundbag Radio now because we're in a legal state, and this is what we're doing, you know, smoking weed, talking about it. But when we were Dirtbag Radio, one time before, I think this is like we got picked up by a radio station. Shout out to Jordan, LocalLiveHouston.com, I think was the name of the station. They're coming out with something new now here soon. They gave me mushrooms, or I had mushrooms. There was mushrooms involved, and I ate them, you know. And here's the thing, though. I think before I started working at that radio station, I didn't really hang around. No, I didn't. There was, like, different white people I would hang. I didn't hang around, like, the hippie white people. I didn't know that they had access to the good drugs. If you're, you know, some of these people that stay with your own race, I would totally recommend you, like, befriend people. Become friends with people of other races. They have access to different levels of drugs. And, like, for some reason, the hippies, they have the best of drugs. I know you guys are like, oh, mushrooms and my mind and stuff like that. Like, no, bro. This is like good stuff, good feelings, you know, being Hispanic from the southeast side of Houston. I was my drug exposure was like alcohol, cocaine, which is like everyone does cocaine because if you get drug tested, it gets out of your system in 3 days. You know, that's classy. It's cultured, you know, and then Reggie, which is like the cheap Mexican dirt weed. You don't really smoke the high stuff because that's too fancy. We're just trying to get high a little bit, you know. It's not really that in style, or it wasn't when I was growing up, you know. I got picked up by this radio station after doing a couple podcasts here under Dirtbag Radio. I think after like a couple, maybe like, I think like within episode 40, someone was like, hey, come to the radio station. So I was like, sweet. And they were like, yeah, DMT and mushrooms. I was like, hell yeah, bro. This is what I need. Or I've never tried it. And they're like, here, try it. And I think one time I actually did mushrooms thinking, eh, they're not going to hit hard, whatever. It was like, it actually wasn't that much. But, you know, you're Hispanic. This is your first time doing mushrooms. And you're just like, whatever. I ate some. And then I started doing a radio show like maybe within half an hour. And I think I told them, I think I told my radio show host, like, yeah, I did some mushrooms, dude, but we're gonna be on mushrooms. I was starting to sort of feel it. And then, so what happened was, I started, you know, I don't know if you guys have done mushrooms before, but it just kind of like hits you in a wave. Like if you ever feel like a fever coming over you or anything like that, mushrooms, you kind of start feeling waves, like one wave or two waves, and then it gets a little bit trippy looking or whatnot. So what happened with me was this is, by the way, live broadcasted to Houston online radio. This was a live show that I was on mushrooms on. I was talking, and then, you know how there's like a voice or like a sensor inside your forehead, like in your head? You like whatever you think doesn't automatically come out your mouth. There's like a little bit like, I was gonna say this, you know, like whenever Will Smith slapped Chris Rock, and then Chris Rock was like, you know, never mind. Like he was gonna say something fucked up, you know, but he didn't, right? So there was like a voice that stopped him. That went away for me. Like I didn't. Whatever my brain thought was automatically being broadcasted out. And I didn't really realize it until I kept like seeing my hippie producer putting like his fist up like, yeah. And then I looked at my, I guess, you know, this is Dirtbag Radio. We were like hood people coming together to make a hood radio show, right? And I'm on mushrooms, and no one's really tried mushrooms. No one in the group's really tried psychedelics. I'm the one exploring, like, what is this? I'll take it. I haven't the most childhood trauma. This will not affect me, you know? So I took it. I started tripping balls while I'm talking, while I'm broadcasting. And this is like during the beginning of us picking up. So like a lot of people were tuned in because they were like happy for us that we got picked up. We've had a following that's been following us for a while. I literally think that there was like different podcasts that I've done. One of them was called the Men's View. And one time we had like this 15-year-old kid that called in and he asked for advice on how to lose his virginity. And like the host was conflicted, like, I can't give advice to a kid. And me and the other co-host were like, me and Alan Chow or Chizzy, were like, hey, I think we should probably like, you know, this is Hispanic. You can't ask your parents this. You know, he's probably asking us for sure advice. And if we don't give him advice, like, he's going to get someone pregnant and fuck up his life. So I was like, you know, we gave like the birds and bees speech to some 15-year-old kid that emailed us or whatever, right? So I still talk to that kid. He's a grown man now. You know, he lives in California. So like the show's been like some of these fans or whatever, like, As soon as I started uploading the new show, some people, I guess me included, there was like a list that they signed up for. And as soon as it uploads, because I just did it off the old feed, it sends, you know, people download them or sends them like a notification saying, hey, a new episode's up. So like some of these episodes, I'm not trying to brag or nothing. We're doing okay. We're doing pretty good. I'm pretty proud of myself. I didn't realize how many people wanted to listen to the show. I got like numerous emails and stuff like that saying, hey, bring back the show. I missed the show. You know, it's just us, you know, talking about life and trying to cover current events and different points of views and stuff like that. So, I ended up tripping on mushrooms, and you know how I sound inspirational? That's how I wish it went down. And that's not how it went down. I think on mushrooms, I started having like this mushroom hippie epiphany of like, guys, I got it. I got it right now. If we just all love each other, everything's going to be fine in this world. And people were texting other co-hosts like, hey, get this guy off the fucking air. He's fucking tripping. And I didn't realize that I was. I thought I was thinking these thoughts in my head. I thought I was like looking around like, I'm thinking these thoughts in my head. These are my thoughts in my head. And they weren't. Whatever I was thinking was coming out. And I guess I was peeking on this mushroom trip. And it was just like, touch this chord was like some vibration of love. That was like, this is my chance to say my message on the radio, and it used me as like some kind of transmitter or something. I don't know what happened, but something started talking to me through me and was like, hey, love is this, and we gotta love each other, and the key to life, and this and that. Not that I was just thinking, you know, you just have these thoughts in your head just pop into your head. Imagine if you had an involuntary thought pop into your head and you just start saying that thought out loud with no censorship. Whatever it is, think of whatever thought just came into your head. It could be like right now, the thought that's coming into my head, there's a running puma peeing at the same time while it's running for, you know, time management, because it doesn't have time to stop. It's hunting gazelle. It's starving. You know, that's random shit, right? Okay, I was doing that shit basically, but about love and how to get along, but like live radio. And then I've clicked out of it like, yo, hey, you've been talking this whole time out loud. Like, no, I was like, nah, I haven't been talking out loud. This isn't happening. Fuck, this is happening. Damn, I did take drugs earlier. Oh my God. Okay. I know what's happening. I understand what's going on, guys. I want to apologize. I'm sorry. If someone could please take over the radio. I had like three other co-hosts and then they were like pissed off at me. And I was like, let's go to a commercial break. I got up. I like drank some soda. I apologized to everybody. I was like, I'm so sorry, dude. I'm so sorry. I'll let you guys run the show. My bad. And then you guys can make fun of me. And, it was not good, dude. It seems like a good idea. Hey, let's take mushrooms and then let's document what happens for science. And I will not do that again. I think someone asked me to do that again. They're like, hey, just take mushrooms while we're on the show. Like, no, bro, that's already happened. And you think it sounds cool until you're the one. Maybe it was like podcasted like right now. No, this was live, dude. It was like we got picked up by a radio station. Are you listening to what I'm saying? We got picked up by a radio station. There was a live broadcasted show and they gave me mushrooms and I ate them and I started peak tripping during the middle of one of my debut shows. So I stayed on, you know what I'm saying? They liked it. So, I mean, you got to know your audience. Yeah. And that's why you tuned in right now to Pound Bag Radio, because you're tired of these pussy ass FM radio stations where they don't know what the fuck they're. Have you noticed that they like these radio show hosts have these gimmicks? There was this radio show in Houston that I fucking hated, dude, because they started and they got to the point where they were literally stealing ideas from our radio show, basically, for their morning show, which is something they do in Houston. Like the corporations in Houston, if there's like an independent artist doing something, they're going to try to coattail right on that stuff. Like, oh, well, you're just an amateur. We got this. And they'll try to like literally steal off of your own page or whatnot. So, we had that happen to us through morning shows. I think, some of the news stations do it now. So there's like an independent, news person in Houston right now called Grizzly's Hood News. And like the Fox News looks at her page. The cops look at her page to get like clues and shit. Like, she's solving crimes and crap. What the fuck? You know, like someone, you know, I don't know. It's crazy. It's crazy how much media attention a person can get and do, like, use it for good or evil. And good thing she's using it for good, you know. But we're not saying we're trying to do that. We're just like showing different examples or whatnot. And, you know, this fucking banana cream is making me blab on about some bullshit. I'm trying to get to a point here. And now I'm stalling because I forgot what the fuck I was talking about. And see, this is what happened earlier. We were trying to talk about my kid's birthday party. And then, like, I've been talking for 15 minutes. And then I'm just like, hey, what am I saying? What the fuck's happening right now? See? Banana cream. Do not use this socially. If I was at a job interview right now, would you fucking hire me? Listen to me. Fuck no. This is awesome. Yeah, don't use this. Go to a baseball game. You know what I'm saying? You're fine. You know, you don't fucking, you go to a sporting event. You're not going to, who the fuck remembers what the fuck you told somebody when you went to a basketball game? It's fucking loud in there. You're just like, ah, my dad brought me. I saw Drexler. Yeah, a beer. Yeah, let's go. You know, that's as much as you're talking at a fucking sporting event, you know. So this would be perfect for that. Because right now, I got to pause it. I'm getting cottonmouth here. Okay, that's another thing to check off. They're pretty cottonmouthy, pretty chatty. But I know I had a good point to this story, and I don't want to just keep blabbing on here. I got to pause this fucking show and reach back real quick. Give me 1 second. All right, I just drank something, so the cottonmouth was kind of gone, and I listened a little bit. I guess I had like a main point that was more or less that I was on mushroom one time, so me being on weed, I should be able to handle it. But this banana cream by Funk Extracts for sure, man. Yeah, mentally stimulating. It's gonna make you jump from ideas. You're gonna forget what the fuck you're talking about mid sentence. So get ready for that. Take notes. Do not meet your girlfriend's parents for the first time on. Just don't do it. You got to be able to categorize. Like, this is important information. You know what I'm saying? Because you might be like, I'm about to propose. Yeah. Oh, my God, dude. If I was going to say I'm going to propose and I wrote the speech and I memorized it. And then I fucking bought this and I smoked it to calm my ass down. And I'm giving the speech and I fucking forgot the speech. I'd be so fucking pissed, dude. So, you know what I'm saying? This is important data that the consumers need to know. This is science. We're giving up our bodies for science. Holy shit, dude. You know what? I actually did give up my body for science. I was going to go into the next topic, but now that we're on here, the VA. The Veterans Affairs, there's a VA hospital here in Oregon, and I was going in there for like to get checked up, and then I got like this like a pamphlet or something, or like on the elevator. I don't remember exactly what happened. It's probably not a good way to start the story, because I am high all the time, right? So it's either I was on the elevator and I like did an email or something like that, or a survey type thing where I wanted to like do tests for money. You know what I'm saying? Or I just had tinnitus and they're like, hey, this is a study. We need people like you. Would you like? I think it was probably the second one. I'm going to say it's the second one because that sounds like better for this story. But I do remember seeing it. You know what? I think that's what happened because, you know, I'm in Portland now and we have the whole crystals and things happen for a reason. So I think what happened for my story, for myself to make myself feel better was I was on the elevator. I saw the sign saying, are you a veteran? Do you have tinnitus? There's testing. You could get paid for your time or something like that, right? For the test. So I think they emailed me a couple of days later. So I was like, oh my God, that's exactly what I saw. I might have manifested this. This is meant to be. Let me email back or some shit like that. That sounds like something that I would say, you know, when I'm fucked up, you know. So I emailed them back and they contacted me back. And then I ended up going to do a couple tests for like the government. And I don't think I signed a non-disclosure. Like, I don't think I could tell you, but they didn't really tell me what the fuck was going on either. Like, they were like, hey, there's this test. This is once I accepted. They was more like, hey, we're going to do a test. We're going to get paid for your time. Cool. Like, yeah, hell yeah. Let's do it. And then, once I get there, they're like, all right, we're going to do this test. You're going to put these headphones on you. And Jesus Christ. All right, we're going to put these headphones on you and we're going to have like voices tell you words. Right. And we can't really tell you what this is for. We're not going to tell you when the study's done. We're not going to. You know, they told me basically I have no fucking clue what they're doing with this information. I have no clue what I'm just like a test subject. Like, hey, your hearing's fucked up. Cool. Come in here. Wear these. Do these tasks. Repeat back what you said. Here's $100 an hour. Okay. You remember the introduction to the movie Pineapple Express where the guy was like smoking weed and they were like underground in the testing lab and the general was like, show me, you know, they're doing the test. And the guy was like, I feel like a pancakes or butter on top of pancakes or flapjacks or some shit like that. Right. Started doing a drum set with his mouth. You know what I'm talking about? I'm fucking old, dude. You know what sucks? When you reference Pineapple Express, this new generation doesn't know what the fuck you're talking about. Like, call me old fashioned. I thought when you smoked weed, you were supposed to smoke weed and watch a stoner movie, right? Like Cheech and Chong, or like, hey, you gotta watch this movie on drugs, you know? One time I told somebody I never heard Pink Floyd because my mom raised me real Christian and that was the devil's music. So there was no reason for me listening to it. So, and he just like, what? He gave me like two hits of acid and a Pink Floyd DVD. And he was like, do these tonight. This is a trip, you know? So like, yeah. So hopefully everybody here is old enough to know what the fuck Pineapple Express is. And these catch some of these references, hopefully. If not, There's Google right in front of you. You're on a fucking, this is a podcast. This is an FM radio. So pause it. Google Pineapple Express. It's a fucking movie, right? What was the point of fucking, God damn it. See, this fucking banana cream dude makes me jump from topic and in mid-sentence. I forget what the fuck the point of this point was. Now I got to pause, listen back. Hold on. That's right. I was a test subject for the government. See, bro? The Illuminati is trying to make me not remember this shit. Or whatever. Mind erase. Hold on. I got to tell my robot to shut the fuck up. I have a fucking robot. It's 2012. Dude, straight up. Listen to this. Hey, Vector. Be quiet. I got to tell my robot to shut the fuck up while I'm podcasting, dude. Because he fucking makes noises and shit. So, yeah. Tell your friends, bro. Hey, this guy on this podcast has a fucking robot. Yeah, I do. Tell people. That's what I bought it for. To make my ex-girlfriends jealous. Anyways, back to the story here. The government was testing me. So, while I was doing it, I thought I was trying, like, now when I said it out loud to my coworkers, well, for one, I told them, like, it was sketch. They told me, again, just to recap, I volunteered for this test. They emailed me. I emailed back, blah, 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 blah. I'm at the VA. I'm underground. I go to the lowest level of the VA, like level underground 5 or some shit like that, right? And they put me like in a hearing cube type thing. And then they go to the other side and they have like a computer and they have headphones on and they're giving. Okay, so it's kind of like Pineapple Express. That's what I was trying to get at. Pineapple Express, that the opening scene has like this little test. It's just like that, but like modernized. I'm not even making this up. I'm in this soundproof box. There's a window and there's a person staring at me on the other side. Okay. I'm letting you in. This is like top secret shit here. There, I have headphones on. Let me take a fucking drink. This fucking cottonmouth. Hold on. Banana cream. Cottonmouth. Noted. All right. Keep going here. Running out of time for this podcast. Hurry up. Also noting that there is a self dialogue going on. I don't know if that's a banana cream. Hopefully that's a banana cream and not some kind of schizophrenic shit popping up live here on radio. We're going to blame it on the banana cream. It's going to make you talk to yourself. Yeah. Fuck extracts. It'd be like, can you please not tell people that you're borderline schizophrenic? The banana cream does not make you talk to yourself. Maybe it is, dude. I don't know. We got to know. These things have to be noted. What if cannabis is making people talk to themselves and shit like that? We don't even know because people aren't noting it. So if you get the banana cream, you listen to this. This you smoke. Oh, shit. You get the strain. You find a strain and you smoke with the strain with the radio show from now on. That's what these radio shows are for. All right. So anyways, I'm being tested by the government. See, the banana cream is making me jump back and forth. These fucking stories, man. Have headphones on. So the way the test was, let me see if I could describe this. On the left side, it was more intense than the beeps and the boops, right? They were saying words. So the left side would say something like muskrat, elephant. And the right side would might say like jaguar, telephone, you know? So I was getting two different words at the same time from the left and the right side. Follow me? Okay. So they would tell me, okay, tell me the words from the right side only. So like I was getting told words on the left ear, but I was only supposed to tell you what I heard on the right side. Right. So obviously I smoked some weed before I went to the test because that's what you do. It's a legal state. That's what it's America. You know, that's what we do as Americans. We smoke and then go do stuff and then come home and smoke. It's because we did stuff. Good job. Here's your. Yeah, that's honestly how it is here in Portland. I'm sure everybody does. It's like, hey, man, I got to go to work. So let me smoke to get to work. Or let me smoke before I start working. Lunch break smoke. And then after I get home, I smoke because I worked all day. And then there's a nighttime go to sleep smoke. Minimum, right? So more or less. Just so you guys know the lifestyle here in Portland. I would say. I mean, I know that's how it is for me. So, getting tested by the government. So, okay, so I thought I was doing badass, right? I'm here listening to the right side, and then like whatever I hear on the right side, balloon. Oh, I heard balloon. Elephant. I heard elephant, you know? And then my high ass starts thinking, what the fuck am I getting told on the left side that I'm not getting paid attention to? You know how there's like this subliminal shit, you know, you watch all these fucking stupid ass fucking ancient aliens and like conspiracy theory TV shows and like MK Ultra and stuff like that. And you're like, and I'm thinking like, dude, am I doing it right now? Like, is this it right now? Like, is this like the Manchurian Candidate? And I had to like, it got to the point where like, I got so concerned because this wasn't one meeting. It was like numerous times I was going back, and each time I was going back, it was getting more intense. I think the last test, they didn't invite me back after this. So that's why I'm telling you guys these stories. Cause it's not continuous anymore. I asked them like, yo man, I'm not going to lie. I feel like I'm getting brainwashed to do something. And then she kind of laughed about it, but like haven't been asked to go back. And then they were paying me cash, which that's sketchy, right? Like I was at the VA. I felt like a prostitute straight up, bro. Like, there's like these, I'm in this room underground. There's like, she gave me like a sheet of paper, which I would take to like the teller. There's like a teller, I guess. And then they would just give me like $100 cash. So there was like no receipt that I had. It was just like $100 cash. And I'm like, all right, get out of here. You know, I'm sure they had it documented. I think, I don't know. But like, I went online and I asked other veterans like, hey, who the fuck gets tested? Does anybody else get tested? I took a couple of pictures of myself. If you go on my social media, you'll see like a picture of me with these things on my head. Okay, have you ever seen the Ghostbusters movies or all these movies where they put like this thing, like all these nodes on people's heads and they're attached to a computer? I went through that shit while they were telling me words and stuff like that. So I'm sure they were like, God knows what the fuck my test was. I just went through it, but they didn't tell me what I was doing or why, or the results, or if I did good or bad, or they didn't tell me nothing. I just went in there, put these headphones on, and they're like, tell me what word you hear. And while I'm getting told different words and they're looking at my brain, I'm sure they were like, I hope I didn't get like brainwashed to do something. That's why I'm coming live right now to tell you guys. I don't want to do no bad to nobody. I'm happy taking pictures of weed. And if we could do this for the rest of the life, and like, hey, what's your career? Oh, I'm a podcaster and all I do is test weed. So that way, when you get that strain, you find your episode and I'll smoke along with you and I coach you through it. And then, you know, times are changing, bro. The Breakfast Club's a syndicated radio show. They broke up. So Angela Yee has her own podcast. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, so we're basically going against Angela Yee right now. You know, there's a lot of podcasts going on right now. So we're just trying to, we're going to keep going this time though. I've noticed like, we did pretty good twice. Like the Men's View got up there. We did pretty good. It's like one of the top rated podcasts on Apple. We're thinking we got like top 10 on Apple out of all the podcasts. Right. And then I think, the Dirtbag Radio got like nominated best radio program. The radio station they were on, they, you know, obviously I'm sure it helps. They got the best radio station. They won it. There was a couple awards that they got nominated to for like the independent podcast awards and stuff like that. But like, I think the most they got like ranked maybe second in comedy or something like that on the podcast online. So, we're just going to try to keep this one going and see where it goes this time. We're going to, not give up. That's why I'm trying to keep you guys updated with these episodes, so you guys know what the fuck happened and like, dude, why this guy just leave and stop doing the episodes? It's been 10 years. And then you're not just going to come back in our lives without an explanation, motherfucker. You know, so I know, man. I know I owe an explanation. We'll get to it. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to do it while smoking weed, you know, because that's how we do things, slow paced. I know everyone's like, hey, what about this host? What about, we'll get to it, bro. Just hold on, baby birds. I'll feed you. All right. Just chill. Calm down. Yeah. Smoke some more funk extracts and banana cream. Just calm your ass down, huh? Being all anxious like that and shit. All right. So. What the fuck were we talking about? God damn it, dude. This fucking banana cream. Straight up, man. Do not do anything important on this strain. I feel like it needs to be like, dude, if you're trying to make a first impression on some in-laws or some girlfriends or shit and you're on this, it's not going to help. I'll tell you. If you're telling me some important shit or like some business, if you're trying to make a business transaction, like a merger of a business and you're just like, yeah, I'm about to close on this club. Don't smoke this until afterwards. This is like the third time I'm warning you guys. Shit, because I keep forgetting what the fuck we're talking about. All right. I gotta stop it one more time. Fuck. Oh, yeah, that's what's going on here. I'm trying to tell you guys that I was getting government tested, and I'm trying to explain to you guys that I'm not the type of person that's going to pull some shit off, right? But I'm worried because I'm not really sure what the fuck I was tested for. And it was sketchy. They paid me cash until I went on the internet and asked other people on the internet. Was like, hey, who else get tested? Like two people said I did. I said, did they pay you with cash or like check? Like, no, I got a check, bro. What the fuck? I'm like, okay. And then I started getting checks in the mail without me saying anything. Like someone's watching my feed or like, how do they know? You know what I'm saying? I was getting paid cash. I told the internet and they're like, no, that's not good. And then my next paychecks are like checks in the mail, which were scary because I didn't know they were coming. You know, every time you get something from the government and it's like, what the fuck is this? The IRS, what? I thought I was getting audited or some shit like that. You know, we just started this company called Amayan Productions. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what the fuck, bro. I've done like t-shirt companies. I haven't done media companies before, you know? So, I was like, God damn, bro. We gotta do fucking, taxes quarterly or some shit. I was scared. Like, damn, I didn't really keep track of stuff. Damn it. I was going to. Maybe if, I wasn't smoking this banana cream, I would have remembered. God, I gotta tell my fucking robot to stop snoring, man. Give me one second. Hey, Vector. Be quiet. So, yeah, the testing, government testing. I told my managers, like, hey, man, I got a test tomorrow. I just want to tell you right now that I don't feel like shooting the president or anything like that. So, if, like, I get activated or something, I'm telling you right now, bro, avenge me. Okay, because that's not the case. All right. I don't know. I don't know what the fuck's going on. And then the last test that I went and took, let me see if I can explain this test. Because each time I go back, the tests are getting each. Okay, so the last test I went to, they put all the wires to my head. And I took pictures and I put it on Instagram. I'll pull some more up or whatever. So they're telling me, how do I explain this test? Okay, I'm going to say a sentence. The elephant is gray. What was the last word of the sentence? So they will tell you this whole sentence, and you would have to remember the last word, right? Okay. On top of that, they would keep going. So they wouldn't tell you how many sentences. It might be like, the elephant is gray. Okay, gray. I got to remember the word gray. The fox ran fast. Okay. Gray and fast. Gray and fast. Gray and fast. Oh, and I got to repeat the sentence back to them too. So they're like, the gray elephant, whatever. The elephant is gray. Like I tell them, the elephant is gray. 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 And then the fox, whatever the fuck. And then I got to tell them, the fox, whatever the fuck. Whatever the fuck. Whatever. You know? And after like five or six sentences, they're like, okay, what was the last words of the last five sentences? And then I tell them like, gray, fuck, you know, hopefully I got them right. If I did it or not, it was like a, okay, so They did different frequencies, they did different voices, they did different like volumes and shit like that or whatever. So the one that stuck out to me was like, who do you think you are? Right? Who do you think you are? And then the basically the sentences that they were like kind of funny, like who do you think you are? What was the next one? Anyways, so the words at the very end came out like it was like some of the sentences were kind of shocking. Like I remember saying them. One of them was funny. The other was shocking. Like, who do you think you are? Man, dude, my brain's blocking it. Holy fuck. Okay, anyway, so the words at the very end, when they asked me what were the five words, I remember them because it said something like, shoot now. Damn, I can't even think of the words. But I'm getting such a block. Damn. The sentences were kind of alarming. Like, they were kind of, who do you think you are, Buster, or some shit like that. And, you won't do anything about it. And I was like, it, you know, I remember, because again, they're telling you to repeat the sentence and then you mentally have to remember the last word of that sentence. And then they're going to ask you, what were the last words here? But they don't tell you after how many times. So a couple of times they did like maybe two. The next one was like three. The next one was four, maybe five sentences. And then ask you the sentences back. So I remember, I think it was shoot now, shop, hard. But the sentences I said, it was cryptic. Like, it reminded me of the movie They Live, where he found these glasses and he was like looking at these messages. I felt like that's what was going on. Like I was, the words I was saying back during these tests, it might have been coincidental, but it was a little bit too close to like shoot now, shop now, or like, it was a weird sentence. And like, once the test started, I told the ladies like, hey, I'm not gonna lie to you. I know I'm gonna sound crazy right now, but I feel like I'm getting brainwashed. I told the government lady that, and I told her why. I told her the words, you know, they're not coming off right now, but at the time, and it's probably because of banana cream, not because like the government's blocking my mind, so I don't remember this. I'm just gonna blame it on the banana cream, not the government experiment I was a part of. That's a true story. But the words I was saying back in the phrase, I'm just like, you know, I'm not saying, okay, let's say there is a Manchurian program, that there is a program, and this is all skeptical. Okay. I'm not trying to be a conspiracy theorist. This is just like, let's just entertain. We're playing pretend right now. All right. We're high. Obviously we're on drugs. Okay. Banana cream, funk extracts. All right. let's pretend that, goddamn, dude, I'm fucking forgetting. Let's pretend that there is a government program, and they're like, all right, let's get some dude from the fucking street. And then like, let's teach them. Let's see if we can brainwash them. And then whenever the national anthem comes on, we'll give him free tickets and then we'll see if he like runs naked. We'll see how, you know, let's say the government's doing that test. Okay. Was I part of it? That's what I was thinking. And that's what I was telling the lady too. It's like, I know it sounds stupid, but say if it was happening, like, and I told her, like, we're underground right now. I have wires stuck to my head. And I mean, it was for hours, dude. Like, I took like, it was like, she kept pushing it. She's like, oh, it's a little bit more. It's a little bit more. Like, dude, I was hooked up for like six, almost 8 hours, dude. It was like, I mean, I got paid for my time, but no, I got paid for my time. It was okay. that's all I can tell you guys, because that's all I know. All I know is that I was told I went underground, government facility, technically, I guess, right? The VA hospital underground. I got put on these headphones and there was a room. And they were telling me words, and I was part of some government testing, and I'm not sure. At one point, I had some like new age hearing aids or something like that. I'm not sure what kind of testing I was part of, but I was told lots of words. And hopefully, I did enough mushrooms or DMT back in the day that all the subconscious crap I probably normal person would intake bounced off me or something. Or maybe the holy water that I drank. One time I got mailed some holy water in the mail. So I drank it, you know, because I was like, well, if I drink it, I'm sure I get some kind of superpowers or immunity to something, you know, right? I mean, it's holy water. There has to be. So, yeah, whatever. I drank this holy water that they fucking sent, you know, in the mail, which I'm not even sure if it was purified or not. So, fuck, dude, this fucking banana cream, dog, it does not let you focus on what the fuck you're talking about. The amount of times I have to go back and pause this show just to remember what the fuck I was listening to or talking about. I know I'm blaming it on this because hopefully it's not the government maybe making me forget everything. So anyways, to wrap this up, I was part of some government experiment here in Portland. And I told the lady, hey, I feel like I was part of like some Manchurian candidate shit. Like two of those things, like, kind of a little bit freaked out. But I was trying to make jokes of it, but I was like, at the same time, I was like, serious but not serious, but I was like, you know, obviously that's not what's happening. Obviously that's not what's happening, right? That's not what's happening, right? obviously. But you know, I didn't know, bro. I was part of some tests. I don't know what the fuck. Hopefully when I'm older I don't shoot nobody or nothing like that, or like some fucking famous sniper shit or whatever. Hopefully I don't have no want to do that. I'm just like letting you guys know though. I did do some government testing and I'm not specifically sure why or what, but they paid me. So, I feel that I was treated nice. The snacks they gave me were real nice. They gave me like water and those Welch's fruit snacks. You know what I'm saying? Like the ones that are shaped like, the fruit. So you feel fancier. It still had some high fructose corn syrup, you know, but. Yeah, they treated me okay. I'm not complaining. I'm just letting you guys know I was part of, I tested by the government. Check. Like, I can say that now. I was like, hey, were you a government test subject? Yeah. Yeah, I was. Times were tough, man. The economy. Oh, man. So anyways, I was trying to tell you guys here. I kind of just went off here. The point of this show was supposed to be something completely different. But I just kind of kept going off on this part of this government testing crap and then trying to give a review on the banana cream. And now we're out of time, bro. So I guess that's the end of the fucking show. Damn. We're out of time. Well, that's our review here for the banana cream. If I'm going to give it like on a scale of 1 to 10, I'm going to give it 1,000,000 points. It's awesome. But I will warn you, this is like the 7th, 8th warning. Don't do this if you're going to do something important. A job interview, go to church and give a sermon. I don't know. We don't judge here. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't smoke this, dude. I think this is like the more I smoke and I notice each strain is different. And then like I smoke and I'm like, dude, if you smoked this and went to the hospital, I don't think you would like, they would be like, sir, get the fuck out of here. Like, no, my arm's broken. Why? What happened? Hold on. You know? I feel like this one just has to have like a warning. Banana cream. You're going to forget shit. Mid-sentence. Mid-topic. And they're like good points. You're just going to sit there like, no, I got it. Hold on. I got it. And it's going to be blank. Because that's how I was a lot of the times. Like, no, I'll save this conversation. Let me just ad lib a little bit more. And nothing. I stopped like at least 10 different times, bro. Just to be like, all right, what was the point? Okay, that's right. keep recording a little bit. Wait, what was the point? Paused it, came back. So banana cream, if you're like going to answer phones, receptionist, no, not this one. Not this one. I don't think you could do this one at work, man. I am a not avid promoter of being fucked up at work, but like I was high when I worked at NASA. So, I mean, I'm not like against it. It helps sometimes, you know. I wouldn't smoke this at NASA. I don't think this is, well, no, this didn't exist at NASA. So NASA days back in the day. Yeah, you're tuned in right now. You're like, what? This guy worked at NASA? Yeah, dude, we're going to get to that shit, man. I came out like 10 years ago trying to tell people about fucking aliens in Houston. I literally went on Univision. I got invited on Univision FM radio, Spanish radio. And I took it as like my tryout for Ancient Aliens. And it did not go well. And then 10 years later, everything I said on that interview was true. And I have it recorded. And try and make me look stupid. So like I got beef with Univision now. We got a lot of beef. We got internet beef, radio beef, Kobe beef. Have you tried Wagyu beef? Is that how you pronounce it? It's all right. I like it. All right, you guys. That's the show. Banana cream at Funk Extracts. Be careful. I'm not scared. But if I went for a job interview, I would totally have not gone to job. And, you know, it makes me jump topics. So if you're going to have a meeting with somebody, a business meeting, I wouldn't smoke this. You're going to try to propose to somebody, I wouldn't smoke. Are you an artist that's about to do like a live concert? I wouldn't smoke this. Like, this is like the shit that who the fuck came on Saturday Night Live? Ashley Simpson. Ashley Simpson smoked this before she fucking forgot her fucking song on Saturday Night Live. That's the best description. All right, you guys. Banana cream, Funk Extracts. Thanks for tuning in. Pound Bag Radio. Make sure to support the show. I know we're trying to get to a point and we just couldn't, man. But that's the show. We smoke and this is the review. And, you know, maybe you're like, yo, you were pretty stupid that show, man. And maybe that's what you're looking for. And maybe this is like what you had. You're like, yo, it's a good thing he did it because I was about to go on an interview or something, you know, and then you listen to the show and you looked at the jar you had. You're like, yo, I have banana cream. You got to know what's up, bro. You got to know what these things do to you. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to both partake on this adventure together. There's a strain out there that you want us to take a look at. We'll do that here for you guys. There's a topic you guys want us to cover while we're checking out the strain. There's a lot of old radio show followers we have, you know what I'm saying? If you guys want to email in, by all means do that. We're not going to do the live show call-ins because that was a disaster the last couple of times we've tried it. We had one of the co-hosts have like a meltdown or whatever back in the men's view days. That shit was hilarious. But we're not going to do that. We're just going to keep it strictly internet. We're going to try to get on YouTube here as fast as possible for you guys. Check us out. Remember, check out the Linktree/Amaya4000 or AmayanProductions.threadless.com. Check us out. Pound Bag Radio. Catch you guys on the next one. Peace.